Do hard drive.
Really? Really? Right now, we should talk about my hard drive?
Yes.
Great.
Welcome to Stick It In Your Ear Hole.
Remember when we'd go for a walk outside to find our friends?
We'd follow. Okay, so anyway. So here we are again, once again, here in your house.
In my living room, our makeshift studio.
Yep, makeshift. Things are going well for us.
Yep, every bit of furniture is made from IKEA.
That's right. Let's see. I have had several emails in regards to from our fan base.
The four people.
With many of them offering me information about where I can get the cheapest Viagra.
Nice. Okay.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the the shout out.
The help. Yeah. I had one of our lucky listeners. Lucky because we're so great, not because they're winning anything. But one of our listeners, actually, King of Nigeria.
Wow.
I know. Very interesting. He apparently needs to get out of the country, and he would like me to send him some money. We'll see if we can get him, maybe bring him on the show for a contest.
At least we can do a nice shout-out to the Prince of Nigeria.
Yep. Thank you, Queen of Nigeria.
Okay.
But honestly, though, we did get a little bit of feedback about the structure of the show.
Yeah. Maybe some issues.
The lack of.
Lack of focus. So this time we've purchased a dry erase board. And we have mapped out our whole show.
Yes. It does look like a lot of drawings
don't
of readers.
Parker, don't. Don't erase things until I'm done saying that.
Oh, shoot.
Can't read that fast.
Okay.
So, okay, but anyway.
But we do need to be more focused.
Yeah. So anyway, we did actually discuss possibly what we were going to talk about. And
yes.
One of the things I brought to Parker's attention was earlier this week. Now, something else happened tonight, but let's start that over.
Okay.
Earlier this week, Parker.
Yes, you're speaking with me.
I'm the only other person. I made a mistake.
Oh.
I don't know why I did this, but, it took me, I've been single for 4 years now.
Oh.
Right?
Way to bring the mood down.
Okay. And in that 4 years, I have refused to go on to any of those dating sites until this past summer, right?
Right.
And the first time
I thought that was very big of you. I thought that was very like, okay, look, he's trying to get out there.
Right.
He's not wallowing in his own filth.
Well, I still... I am...
That isn't how I thought of you before the dating sites. I'm just saying.
I mean, but I am still wallowing in my own filth.
Well, not your own filth. You're just wallowing in filth in general. At least it's not your own filth. You're getting out there and wallowing in communal filth.
Yeah. So anyway, I did join the site, and it was kind of, once I got past the fact that I had to do this.
Right.
I got past the fact that, and it was kind of exciting.
Right.
Until,
it was like, hey, MySpace, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is that what it's like? I've never been to one. Is that what it's
kind
like?
Kind of, except what everyone, you think everyone there is for the same thing.
Okay, like, right.
Except for,
pay MySpace, right. What you know everybody.
So,
you're not out of line emailing a random person.
Right. So, and it was exciting at first, and, I emailed, and this one girl that I was excited that she was emailing back and forth with me, and I don't know what happened. I think when I mentioned that I had a son, she seemed to stop emailing me altogether. But anyway, that was fine. Things, that's cool. So,
depressing real quick.
Well, no, but then it got it got after the initial excitement of wow, people out there, then it just turned into the same people, and not surprisingly, it just seems none of the people that I'm interested in meeting were interested in meeting me. But all the people that I'm not interested in meeting are the only people that were interested in meeting me, right?
Right.
Okay. So I learned this lesson once.
Yes.
I learned the lesson, right?
Gotcha.
So this past week, I don't know, it was 12 o'clock midnight, And I don't know why I was online. And I still have an account, I just don't pay for it anymore. So it tells me things like, you have one person interested in you.
Right. Like somebody clicked a button or something.
Right. Or they wink, they wink at you.
Okay,
right?
like the friends, like the Facebook poke.
Right.
But obviously more suggestive.
It's a wink.
I guess. Yeah, less suggestive.
I think a poke sounds
worse. Definitely sounds more suggestive. Right.
About a poke.
The dating sites actually get tone it back a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, you're being poked. If you did that on that site, you get kicked off.
Yes. If you send somebody an email with the word poke in it, you get banned.
I should start emailing girls and be like, I'm poking you. like MySpace.
You know,
no, you got it wrong.
No, in the face.
I'm poking you so hard.
Like in the Facebook.
In the Facebook. You're like, hey, I'm poking you in the face. But, hard. Real hard. In my dreams. So,
instant ban.
So I see this person, someone might be interested in me on this thing. And I don't know. Like, honestly, it was like.
Sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. But this website ever lie to you? Like, and realize that you're not paying anymore, so then tell you people are interested in you when there aren't, so that you'll sign back up?
No.
It's not shady or anything?
No. Okay. It's for real. It's for real.
That's cool.
It's just you have no idea who it is. So, like, some reason, my memory of what my previous experience with this website completely...
You just
must have
it. You
must
forgot
have,
it.
Like, swept my mind, because I seem to have forgotten that I'm not, like, everyone who would be interested in me.
You're never interested.
Like, I'm currently not interested. So I dish out my 30-something bucks,
no.
Right? And here's it's like a 43-year-old woman from Lebanon or something. Right?
Nothing against middle-aged women and nothing against Lebanon. Right. But it's just not where you are in your life right now.
I hope not. Hopefully not. I'm currently not. If I were, I don't know.
You may at some point be in that
Hopefully
place.
Hopefully, when I'm 46 or 47.
when I have my 50.
But the sad
birth.
Thing is, even if I hate to sound like I have no right in sounding like I'm better than anyone else. And that's the other thing. I always beat myself up. Like, why shouldn't I be interested in that girl?
This is the worst thing that ever happened to you. This dating site.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Because I was all excited you were getting out there, and it turns out it's the worst thing that ever happened.
Kind of, because I overthought the whole thing. And I never, the last time, I did not have one single date. Not one from the...
Nothing panned out.
No.
You got nothing.
But, and I, in return, like, the lesson I learned was, apparently, I'm not interested in any of the people that are interested in me.
Right.
So, now
you have another month, right?
I have
You're
this,
re-signed
this
up.
Month.
So what are you
But
do?
Immediately, midnight, I sign up. I'm optimistic. I pay my money. I see who's interested in me. I'm less optimistic. I wink at girls that I'm interested in. The next day, I get letters from them saying they're not interested in me. It's like a punch
what
in my
says?
Soul. This whole thing's just like a punch in my soul.
Right,
and I don't
directly
know,
in the soul.
And it was like, it was... I don't know what made me, like, why I was like, yeah, this will work this time. But, it was, so don't sign up for that site.
The unmentioned dating site.
Yeah.
Don't let's sign up for any dating sites. Let's just make this a anti-all dating sites.
And outside, we go to the water. Outside, we play in the sand.
And then you'd rub my nose in it and tell me no.
Wait, that you talking, or
I don't know.
Is that me talking?
I got lost in translation. By the way, good movie.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was alright.
I don't...
It was what it was.
What do you think he said? What do you think he said?
Here's what I think he said.
Okay.
That's it. That was it.
You know what he said?
Silence. I think he kissed her ear.
You know what I think you know what I think he really said?
What?
Murmur, murmur, murmur.
Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
Peas and carrots, peas and
make,
carrots.
Make it look like I'm talking, make it look like I'm talking.
I have no idea what he said there.
Okay, I don't care.
No, I do. Now that we brought it
you
up.
You just said it was a bad movie. Why do you care?
Because What does that even matter what he said at the end?
Wait.
Okay, I'm talking about, I understand, but I'm the one who can't let it go.
Right, right. But are you saying you didn't like the movie because people care what he said at the end?
I didn't like the movie because it was just a boring day in three boring people's lives. Not an awesome day like my life, where I sign up for...
you
put a camera on me while I'm signing up for dating sites. Now that's a movie.
While I'm re-signing up for dating sites
and
that
like I
get
a close-up of my face,
given up on.
A close-up of my face while I... While the excitement just drains out.
They show it in time elapse.
Yeah.
Because obviously it probably happened...
No, it took about 5 minutes.
Yeah, so time elapsed that down to 10 seconds, because really, nobody's got 5 minutes on their hands.
This is a short movie, short film.
Yeah.
Just a
YouTube blip. 10 million hits, though, and counting.
That would be good. I'd be worth it.
Okay. I got something. I have a story to tell.
Okay.
Yesterday, I had to go to a wedding and film at it, actually. And, yeah, I was asked to do this a while ago, and kind of snuck up on me.
Right.
And thinking about going to the wedding and filming at it, I was a little bit upset because I realized that I would have to get dressed up for the wedding, because that's what you do. You get dressed up for weddings, right? But I realized I would be filming, and I would be, like, you know, walking around with equipment and, like, whatever, going up and down and this and that. And all the clothes that I had that are nice, they're not comfortable. I mean, I don't know, I'm not good at shopping for myself, with that meaning, I've never shopped for myself, basically. So I have the same clothes that I've had forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if I'm having a hard time, like, with them, like, fitting at this moment, then they're going to be uncomfortable.
Right.
So basically, I had to look forward to being in my uncomfortable clothing, not only just trying to blend into the background, but actually get in on all the action to film it all.
Mm.
So I was like, this is not going to be fun. So, the people that I'm doing it, that I did the wedding for, you know, the groom contacted me and just told me what they wanted and stuff. And then he asked, you know, about payment. And I wasn't going to charge them because, you know, I don't do this for a living. And they're friends. And I don't do it for a living, so whatever. We're just going to, you know, do it for whatever. And so I started thinking about this whole idea of not having anything to wear and stuff. So I thought, what if I call him up and ask him, could my payment be that I'm allowed to wear jeans to their wedding? Like an outfit that maybe isn't very dressy,
right,
but at least is comfortable.
Right.
So, like, I'm going to wear sweatpants.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I don't even own sweatpants, but I mean, like, I just wanted to wear something, like, somewhat more comfortable than, like, you know, whatever. So I'm like...
That's what my payment would be.
Would be that I would be allowed to wear jeans and a t-shirt, maybe. Just kind of relax it, you know?
It's like the deal that I have with my son when, you know, he wants to do something. I'd be like, all right, well, you put your toes away and you'll get to stay up an extra half an hour.
Exactly.
How
weird would it be? At one point, I thought about it, and I thought... The moment I thought about it, I thought, that's not such a bad idea. That was my first thought. Hey, that's not such a bad idea. And then my first problem with it was, I don't think Pamela would be very happy.
Right.
Because it's her friend. Well, it's her sister's friend, but it's a friend of the family. And I just was like, maybe that would be embarrassing. But in my head, I'm like, I don't see how it could be that embarrassing.
Right.
Looking back on it with hindsight, not that I asked, but looking back on it now.
I thought you did.
No, I never did. I didn't ask. I asked Pamela if she would upset about it.
Okay.
But so looking back on it, yes, it's a ridiculous request, and I realized that. But at the time, it seemed like not such a bad request.
But this is how I imagine that phone call going down. Here, I'll be the groom. You call me. And I'd be like, okay.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Hey, all right, man. Just getting excited for this wedding. Just excited.
Yeah,
busy.
Hey.
Really busy.
I bet you. I just had a couple quick...
Oh, no problem.
Excuse me. Sorry, I had a couple quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
So when I filmed tonight, did you want me to get any of the reception?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Anything,
Like some of the dances or something?
That would be... Yeah. No,
okay,
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
And also, we had talked about payment.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude, totally. Oh man, whatever you know, whatever you need.
Okay.
Know, obviously,
I honestly wasn't gonna charge you guys anything because friends of the family.
Don't do that, man.
Seriously. Well, okay. The only payment I would ask for is do you think it would be a problem if, you know, maybe instead of getting dressed up, if I could just wear like some jeans and stuff? Because like maybe it wouldn't be very comfortable to be filming in a nice outfit. So maybe if I could just wear like, you know, like a pair of jeans and a nice shirt. Look,
you mean to like
semi-casual?
The rehearsal was yesterday.
Yeah, no. Like to the actual wedding. You know, just to feel comfortable because I'm going to be up and about with the filming. You know,
you mean like nice, like a polo, like a nice.
Yeah, like a nice shirt, but some jeans.
Like nice, like real, like
no, nice. Just my regular jeans, but like they're not ugly. They're not ripped or anything. I'm not a, you know, gangster or some sort of punk rocker with ripped up jeans or anything.
But
just
seriously,
normal jeans.
Nah, you know, hold on.
You know what? You know what? Never mind. I'm sorry. Meanwhile, she's like, "What?" And I can hear her, like, in the background, like, "What is he saying?"
Okay. Well, Parker, now we're willing to give you $150. But you will.
Right. The whole concept isn't that. I don't know how to breach this subject. Anyway.
I would love to, if we could have recorded that. This is me again, out of character. This is me again, out of
okay,
character.
Yes. Now
that
would
have been a great, an awesome thing to have heard go down.
It probably would have been pretty brutal to get through. You know, not real, like, a lot of times I get this thing when you think of something in your head. You know, like back when I was in high school. And you would, like, you know, there's like a girl you like, and you're thinking of, like, oh, I'm going to ask her out. And in your head, you just do a quick thought of, like, what I could say. And in your head, it sounds perfect. Like, you're like, I'll just say, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Do you think you might want to hang out? And it totally makes sense, and it clicks as you're thinking of it. Like, usually early in the morning or late at night, when you're
and
in that half-sleep state or something, and you're just like, this is going to be amazing. Semi-daydreaming. And then you get, like, in the full light of day, you know what I mean? And you're awake
and you're
like, going to call her on the phone, and you're like...
And you hear it in your head. You hear the whole thing that
you
want to say.
Like, and you realize how ridiculous it is.
And it sounds like this. And you're like, oh, it's so stupid.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
You know, then you're just like, wow, I'm glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. That would have been an awesome thing.
Or
it would have been better if you just showed up.
I was like, with the idea that I would bring it up.
And then if someone would confront you about it, you say, this is my payment. Like, without ever discussing it, just be like, no, this is my payment.
This is what I took upon myself to come up with my own payment.
I did this for all my weddings.
You being the one and only first and last wedding that I would ever film.
And then you produce a business card that says Parker's Jeans and T-Shirt Productions.
Jeans and Tea Productions.
And this is, you know, like, this is my thing.
Jeans and a nice tea. Because I understand that a T-shirt is out of bounds.
Would it be like an
but
old
Navy... I don't
Navy,
understand why jeans are out of bounds.
Would it be like an old Navy T-shirt with a... that, like, has, like, a fake company or a fake event that happened on it?
No, it would just be a straight up regular T-shirt. Probably
white?
Not even with a words on it.
Would it be a white?
But it wouldn't be a T-shirt. No, I'm not saying that I would wear a T-shirt. I'm saying I would wear a polo shirt, a nice shirt.
Oh, it would be a polo shirt.
Yeah, it would be like a polo shirt or like a button-up shirt or something nice.
With a stain on it.
The one shirt I have has a stain on it, yes.
And outside, it didn't matter where we go as long as we were with our friends.
Just to bring up another story that it reminded me of when we were talking about thinking of something and then in the light of day hearing in action it's really ridiculous. Yeah. You thought it was a good idea at the time, you know, that whole concept is one time when I was in middle school, this is my favorite story, and about one of the first times I ever tried to ask a girl out.
Yeah.
This kind of fills the idea. You're the dating story, dating website story, the ridiculous concept that you think is a good idea at the time story together
right.
equals this story. Okay. So picture this. I'm in eighth grade. I'm gonna get a little creepy, and you might not want to hang out with me after this. There's a slight part of this story that I'm very disappointed in myself about. but at the time, I thought it was it is funny. The story's right. funny. Okay, here we go. I'm in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I start liking this girl, right?
Right.
Joanna Mathis. I'm just gonna say her name. Just gonna throw it out there.
Throw it out there, Joanna. Yeah.
Okay, so I like this girl, right? Yeah. So here's the story. She was...
describe her first.
Middle school girl.
Is she tall?
No. She was average. Out of my league, though. Very out of my
blonde.
League.
Blonde?
Right. I was
blonde hair?
Yeah. Maybe.
Developed?
I'm not doing this.
Oh.
Okay, so the point being, I was incredibly unpopular in middle school. Very unpopular. Like... sit with the one other kid in the lunchroom, kind of unpopular.
Pamela's gonna start crying.
Okay, so I was very unpopular, being that pretty much any female was out of my league, just for the fact that they were female, instantly put them out of my league.
Okay.
Even males were out of my league, probably. if I wanted to go that way, it probably everybody
or
would have
just
been out
like
of my league.
As far as friendship went.
Oh, okay, like sure.
Most guys, as friends, were probably out of your league.
Yes, anybody. People were out of my league, period. Okay?
People were out of your league.
All people. The only two people that weren't out of my league were...
your mom and dad.
I referred to as mom and dad.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on
that. No, that was true. Okay, so, here I am.
Okay.
Parker Adrian. Lindstrom. L. Lindstrom. Last name, Mathis M. She was... usually sitting next to me or behind me, depending on how the seating chart that year, right? Different classes in eighth grade had different, you know, arrangements. But, okay, so she sat next to me. So in my one class, we had to fill out my homeroom. Teacher also taught us another class or whatever. And we had the little cards where you fill out all your information, you know, name, phone number, you know, emergency contact, all that, you know, good stuff that you fill out when you're a kid. So we had to go up to the teacher's desk to look at the card to verify the information. Well, since she was the next person in line after me, though she was looking at my card, her card was next on the pile. So when she picked my card down for me to go over the information, Joanna's card was on top with all of her address, her phone number, and all the stuff on it. So this is, and of course, I had already had a crush on her for a while. So when I go back to verify my information, I look down and see her phone number. So what I do is I memorize it. Because that's one thing I was good at. I was good at memorizing. Memorizing useless facts. But to me, that was very useful.
A lot of time to yourself.
Yep, a lot of time to myself. In my room. Okay, so... Okay, so I get this number, so I write it down. Oh my god, I'm all excited. Now I'm getting, like, all these butterflies. I'm like, oh my god. Already I'm, like, dating this girl. I've got her phone number, and I'm dating this girl, okay? So I'm like, I go home. This is, when I was in eighth grade, my parents both worked. And when I was, eighth grade was the first year I was allowed to start, I think seventh grade, but... right around then was when I was allowed to start being home alone while they were still at work. Right. Most of the time, you know, in elementary school, I had a babysitter or I went to an aunt's house or something, you know, until my parents got off work. But now I was riding home on the bus, going home to the house at 3 o'clock, and I had till 6 o'clock or whatever. You know, I had all that time to, like, do something, right? You know, so usually I'd go out with my friends. But this was all business. I had this phone number. I'm like, I gotta call her. I gotta do something. I gotta get this going, right?
Yeah.
My first foray into the whole dating world. I'm all excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is gonna work. I got her number. It doesn't matter if she asks me how I got her number. I can maybe just say it was in the phone book. I didn't actually think that far ahead. As right, much planning mind, as I do.
You're on first base.
Right,
so
I'm there.
The phone number is first base.
Right, yeah. In my mind, phone number first base, calling her second base.
Her not hanging up on
her. Not instantly hanging up on her third base. Right? And then seeing her outside of school would have been a home run. That would have been a home run for me.
Wow, not even a kiss.
Not even a kiss. Just her seeing me outside of school. Even if I had lied to her to get her there. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, you remember when you said your dog died last, got hit by a car? I have him, and he's alive. Like, even if I lied to her, come to my house, that would be a home run for me. My standards were very
low.
Wait,
so you're trying to get her to your house?
No, I'm just trying
to...
I'm just trying to get her out on a date.
Which in eighth grade would consist of...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Going out to the soda pop.
Right.
Going down to the drive-in.
What year was this?
Skipping down to the drive-in together.
Yeah. I did not... I was not aware that you were in your early 60s.
No, which usually it would probably entail going to a movie or maybe going to a parent chaperoned diner foray.
Right. Okay, I just want to know what in your mind at that age was.
Just anything at that point. I was just, go to the library together, whatever.
Right.
So I have now from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock at night, my parents are going to come home.
Right.
Okay, I got a good 3 hours to formulate a plan and put it into action.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you that in the 2.5 hours I planned the phone call out,
yeah,
I didn't once think of what my, what I would say if she were to say, how'd you get my number? Like, these are the things I didn't think about.
Yeah.
But I did think about other ridiculous things she might ask, like, what would you want to do? Do you know what I mean? Like, I thought of every answer to all these inane questions. Except for questions, that maybe she might ask, why are you calling me and how did you get this number? Do you know what I mean? I didn't think of answers to those questions. But I will tell you this. I didn't even get that far. Here's what happened. I work up the courage. I dial the numbers. I dial 6 numbers and hang up. 6 numbers, hang up. I do the whole thing, right? So I dial the numbers. It's ringing. I'm like, okay, this is it. Because this is right around the time. I had only, not too long, 2 weeks prior, gotten in trouble for prank calling people with my friend Ryan. So I knew caller ID existed. Because I had called somebody and they said, is this Clark Lindstrom? Because that's my dad's name. With the phone was on her. And my friend Ryan and I started crying. And
you started crying?
Well, we didn't start crying, but we got so upset and we told my parents away.
Yeah, yeah.
We went downstairs and we're like, we accidentally called some people and they might come. And my parents were like, don't do it again, you're an idiot. And of course, nobody ever came to the house because you think about it now, no one would. They don't even care.
Such a waste of time.
If you drove to the person's house, how would you even find them?
What would you do?
I don't know. And this is before the internet. I mean, caller ID was probably the most technologically advanced thing in existence. But seriously, in 1993 or 92 when this was, the internet existed, but not everybody had it. And people can't find each other online.
Right.
So that was ridiculous. But anyway, we told my parents right away. They yelled at us, told us not to prank call people. Point being, caller ID existed. So as soon as that phone started ringing, I knew I couldn't hang up.
Right.
Because they would see that Clark Lindstrom called them. Yeah. And then she would be like, Parker, why'd your dad call me tomorrow?
Oh, I gotcha.
So I knew that I had to go through with it once it started ringing.
Right.
So it's ringing. The mom picks up. Just instantly know it's her mom. Okay. Hi, is Joanna Mathis there? Full name, of course, right? Not, hi, is Joanna there?
Yeah.
Hi, is Joanna Mathis there? Who's this calling? This is Parker Lindstrom from school. She puts the phone down to yell to her daughter that the phone is for her, right? Which, I don't know what goes through your mom's head. Maybe at 8th grade, boys shouldn't be calling, she's upset, I don't know, whatever. Point being, she puts the phone down without covering, she doesn't do the hand over the speaker.
Right.
So I hear the exchange.
Okay.
And the exchange is this. Joanna! You know, yeah! Parker Lindstrom's on the phone! Why is he calling? To which your mom replies, I don't know, just pick up the phone! So now
you're...
my entire plan, 2.5 hour plan, is now shattered within 3 seconds. Because I realize that she finds it absolutely, utterly ridiculous that I'm calling her. Right.
Which may or may not be true, but she may...
I'm pretty sure she found it utterly ridiculous. Yeah. I don't think I was reading into it. I think she definitely found it ridiculous. So she gets on the phone, and in her trying... I mean, I'm sure she was trying not to sound very, like, exasperated, I'm sure, as she was.
Right.
But she goes, hello? You know? And I basically just go, this is all I could think of, because I didn't have 2.5 hours to plan this plan of action. I didn't have a plan B.
There's no plan. There's no emergency fallout.
No. So my first thing is, did we have any history homework for tonight? Because that was the class we had together. Did we have any history homework tonight? To which she replied, no, because no, indeed, we did not have any history homework.
You knew, because you memorized everything.
Right, and to which I said, thanks, and then hung up.
Did you ever speak to her again?
Yes, actually, I was in a play that she directed in high school then.
Oh.
By that point, I did not have a crush on her anymore, because she was in drama.
She was pretty.
Well, people are lame.
They're
even I had to have standards in high school. I was the most unpopular kid, and even I knew that drama people...
You stay away from the drama kids.
the joke being that Pamela was a drama person who I eventually married.
Right. But you did not marry her while she was in drama.
Right. I did not.
If you take a drama person out of the environment of drama...
Sometimes they're great.
Sometimes they're not that dramatic.
That is the problem with drama people.
Yeah,
they're dramatic.
Everything's the end of the world.
That's a good point, because I never thought about it that way, but that is absolutely the reason why drama people are weird to me. But that's not the reason why I find, like jocks. Like, I didn't get along with, like, you know, the meatheads and, the football team. I didn't get along, which inadvertently Damien was.
Hey!
Well,
I was by no means a meathead.
I know. But I think it's funny that being that I was like a really unpopular kid in high school that kept out of the drama kids and got beat up by the football players.
Right.
Now my two best friends are Pamela, my person who was in drama, and Damien, my friend who was a football player. No, but...
I'll beat those kids up for you. Be like that movie, My Bodyguard. Did you ever see that?
No.
Where the kid hires
another
kid.
And I will always... I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Oh.
I like it.
Okay, so the thing is, though, the point you're making is really good because, the football players, I don't dislike them because they always talk about football. I dislike them because they're popular
impulse.
And they're jerks. They like making fun of lesser people, right? That's not how you play football.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and band people don't just talk about music. That's not why I don't like them, because they're just always playing.
Wait, so you didn't like band people either?
Well, I didn't. No, I don't. I never was friends with people in band.
I don't like band people either.
Right. We're losing a lot of listeners right now.
That's true, we are, I guess.
But, no, I like them now. But at the time in high school, I didn't have any friends who were in band, and I thought that they were weird. But I didn't think they were weird because they were, like, always talking to you while they're playing their instrument or anything. They're not doing things associated with their group. But drama people,
they're
constantly
I think
in drama mode.
I think their love of drama stems from them loving to be so dramatic in life.
True.
It's like the acceptable place to be so dramatic.
I'm talking about drama people that are like constantly singing musicals instantly, breaking into song.
And jazz handing their way down the hallway.
Right, and like always...
like Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like, they're,
just like the every answer to a question, it's something over the top.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Like, I went
do you really gotta do that?
One girl that I went to school with, and she was a very attractive girl, but she was, like, she was a drama girl. And, like, I remember overhearing her conversation about how she had the best horror scream. Like, her scream was...
Okay, already, that's a terrible story.
Scream.
I mean, like, that's a not a terrible story, sorry. A terrible thing to bring up for her.
Right.
Like, who cares?
Right. And, yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, it was like, I overheard this conversation where she was the best at... And then 2 weeks later, we had some assembly or something, and sure enough, she... Her horror scream for some thing.
That's just ridiculous. I just don't know where they get off.